Now, here comes another hour of nothing but just great songs from the Somerset Carnivals.
This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge. Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
The Carnival Hour is brought to you in partnership with Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices. Supporting local carnival.
Evening. I'm feeling a bit emotional. What a cart that was up in London, and we'll be chatting about that a little bit later on here on the Carnival Hour.
Father had a love me, mother. I had a little bridge and that black.
Well, good evening, Sil. Welcome along. It is Sunday night, 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the Carnival Hour with myself, Jeff Strawbridge. Keeping you company until 7 o'clock. Well, how's your week been? Did you see the pageant car on the TV earlier? Wow. Totally amazed. Looked absolutely superb, and what a great procession it was. I felt quite emotional actually watching it, seeing it come down the mall like that. Something from Somerset. It was just really, really special. And thank you so much to everybody that got involved in actually putting that cart together, because there was a lot of work that went into that cart. We'll be chatting about that a little bit later on. If our technology works, it'll be great. Well, we've got loads on the Carnival Hour, as we always do every Sunday evening. We've got your Carnival Rewind coming up shortly. Also, your Carnival birthdays. I have guests in the studio today, yes. From Eclipse Carnival Club from Inchard, we have Kane and also Danny here. We'll be taking your requests and also doing your shout-outs and your events and what's-ons. So loads coming up here on the show on the Carnival Hour. And speaking about the car from London today, I just have to play it.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Celebration. We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time to come together.
It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Right. Come on now.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's
celebrate.
I said I have a surprise for you today. As we played the Overtones and Celebration from our Bridgewater pageant cart, and we played The Land Before, we're going straight over to London now, and we should be speaking to Mr. Gary Lawrence. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Jeff. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, what a fantastic cart you guys put on.
It's been a fantastic experience to be involved with right from September, right the way through today. Even now, I'm looking out the window of the van. It's about to shut all the doors up a little bit because we are currently taking it apart. Two units are now loaded back on the wheelers lorries, getting ready to come back, and we've just got on our third unit now to pack down.
So what were the crowds like in London today, Gary?
Oh, the crowds. Well, I suppose the best way of describing the crowds was gobsmacked, amazing, and the reception we had all the way around is unbelievable. When the music stopped, there was big cheers and claps. Yeah, really, really good reception up here.
Now, if anybody that doesn't know you from Carnival, what did you actually do regarding the pageant cart yourself and also your team?
So my team were responsible for carrying out, putting the sound equipment and sorting out the sound system on board the cart this year. It's been a bit of a challenge because obviously, as you saw, as you've watched on the TV today, it's not just the cart. We've got the walk-in entry at the front we had to get music projected to. So a bit of a different challenge from normal.
Yeah, it looked absolutely superb. And also, if you can send out our congratulations from us here at Tone FM to all the guys that built the pageant car and everybody that was involved with it, because you certainly have put the county on the map, for sure.
Yes, we certainly have done that, and we'll pass that on. But I'm just going to do a quick reminder that if anybody wants to actually come and see it in real life next Sunday, some times will be released on the Bridgewater Carnival page, but I'm pretty sure it's from about 11:30 onwards. For a couple of hours, we're actually going to put it all back together, drag it into the centre of Bridgewater, and have a Sunday afternoon with it all going, and people can actually come and have a look for themselves rather than just the TV and the photographs.
Well, I will certainly be there next Sunday, and also I'll see if I can catch a couple of interviews, which we can play out here on the show next week. But thank you so much for your time, Gary. I know you're busy, and I will speak to you when you're back here in the county town. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you soon, Jeff. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. That was Gary Lawrence from the pageant cart in London. Your Carnival Rewind is on the way after this one from the one and only the London Boys.
Drive to London.
Great tune from the London Boys and London Knights playing here on Tone FM on your Carnival Hour here on your Sunday evening. Until 7 o'clock with myself, Jeff Strawbridge. Well, I hope you've had a great weekend and a great Jubilee bank holiday as well. But it is time for our Carnival Rewind time. If you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, basically, I'm going to be playing you a track, but I will be playing it backwards. All you need to do is send me the answer, the artist and the title via WhatsApp on this number, which is 01823 28 66 88. That's 01823 28 66 88. Or you can send me an email, which is studio@tonefm.co.uk. All I need is the artist and title. If you know what the club is, that is an added bonus as we play the Carnival Rewind. Do you think you know what the answer is to the Carnival Rewind this week? If you do, message me via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88, or you can send me an email, which is studio@tonefm.co.uk. We'll be speaking to Kane and also Danny from the Eclipse Carnival Club in a few minutes, just after this one. Keep sending those messages in. Not many correct ones so far. Circus used by the Eclipse Carnival Club on their car Madagascar. And speaking of the Eclipse Carnival Club, I have Kane and Danny here with me now. Evening, chaps, how are you?
Good Hello, evening. All right.
Yeah, it's nice to see you because I haven't seen you for a little while. And I know we had Gary that popped in on the show a few minutes ago just chatting to us about the London car, but let's talk about your car.
Where do we start?
Well, let's just talk about Carnival, shall we?
Yeah.
So, you guys, you did a walking entry this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we certainly did.
And what was that?
It was called Tractor Run.
Okay, describe that one to me, what it was all about.
I don't know where the idea come from, to be honest. I think we were sat around my front room one night. We were talking about potential walking entries, and then we kind of got the idea of Tractor Run. I think it stemmed back from when we did a parade in Chard with some planes back in
2014, I think.
Yeah, it's a few years ago back now. So, but yeah, we got the idea from that and kind of jigged it up a little bit and thought, you know, what better to do in Somerset than tractors?
Well, it's appropriate, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So regarding carts and that you've done over the years, what would you say is your favourite carts that you've done with the Eclipse?
I'll let you start, Danny.
I would probably say Dead Men Tell No Tales 2014, but then I'd also say Logajard 2016 as well.
Yeah, I mean, my favourite of all time from us is probably Dead Men Tell No Tales, but then again, if I'm honest, probably Madagascar, but if it all worked, because we obviously had a bit of a hoo-ha at Ilmster Carnival, which put a stop to that.
It did for a while.
Yeah, it worked for about 10 minutes until we got past the start line, and then it decided to stop.
But that's Carnival. You never know if it's going to work on the night, do you? You know, it was a miracle that everything was working on the Jubilee cart today, because normally, when you go out to the first Carnival, it doesn't work, does it?
No, very unpredictable.
Normally get it all going in the shed and you think, you know, this looks good, and then go out on the road and who knows what happens.
So regarding Carnival, Kane, how long have you been in Carnival?
Well, probably I was involved with Harlequins for quite a few years, not as in a full member, because obviously I was so young. Mum and Dad, well, not so much Dad, he was kind of on the background at the point. But my sister and my mum, they were part of the Harlequins for many years, and I was going up the cart probably from the age of 10, helping out here and there, and then become a full member, I'm trying to think, probably at 2002 up until 2008, which is where the year I left.
And what about you, Danny?
So I joined 2016 and then did the whole year, took a year out, and then came back 2018. But Carnival's always been in my blood, and Dad used to be with Tango years and years ago, so I go up there, help out and everything, do the light bulbs. But yeah, it's just, we'd always go to carnivals, go to each one each week, and it's just always like something we've always done, really.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and chat about what your favourite carts are and all bits and pieces like that here on the Carnival Hour on your Sunday evening from 6 until 7.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Country Rovers are your independent, friendly, local Land Rover specialist garage without the cost of main dealers, where you can speak to someone with experience of working on and owning a Land Rover. With so much repair experience and spares, from a light bulb to a full rebuild of the Land Rover mark, we can take care of every Land Rover from the 1940s to the latest model. For details or to book, call 254-630. Country Rovers. Trust us to keep you on the road.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Vem maga a lenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem maga a lenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é um dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Yeah.
Meu dever de verão. Vem, maga lenha,
Loving a bit of Sergio Mendes here on the Carnival Hour on your Sunday evening. Jubilee weekend. And I'm with my guests, Kane and Danny, from the Eclipse Carnival Club here this evening. Right, guys, I need to know what your favourite carts are. Feature, Tableau and Comic. Starting off with you, Kane.
Okay, right. Feature, I'd have to say it's probably Rambler's 2003 Midnight Express. It just pipped Gremlins, I would say, when they did Ghost Ship. Not by much, but probably it sticks out in my head more than any other feature car out there at the moment. Tableau, I'd have to probably say To the Trees by Gemini. And then Comic would be Three Little Pigs by Dunsford Nuts.
Great car. Brilliant car, that was. What about you, Danny?
So, feature, I would say, is either going to be Griffin's Hellraiser, or it would be Masqueraders Burlesque Cabaret.
Ooh, one on the fence, eh?
Yeah. Tableau has to be To the Trees from Gemini, and Comic's got to be Newmarket, What a Beauty.
Yeah, very good car. Now, quite a few people have been getting involved with the Rewind this week. I know you guys were looking a little bit confused, not quite knowing what it is, but we're going to play it one more time. We have quite a few correct answers in, but don't forget there is still a chance of coming first, second and third here on the Carnival Rewind today as we do that rewind once again. Right, don't say what the answer is, but you think you've guessed it already, don't you, Danny?
I think I've got it.
What about you, Kane?
I know the song, but I can't put, you know, I can't name what it is at the moment.
Don't forget, if you know what the answer is, why don't you send us a message via WhatsApp, 01823 286688, or send me an email, which is studio@tonefm.co.uk, and I'll give you the answer to the rewind a little bit later on and tell you who comes first, second and third. Speaking of London, we're back there again with The Clash.
Yeah. Jeff Strawbridge, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Sabisa and the Warrior. Yes, it's come to that time in the show where we do your carnival birthdays. Need to wish a very happy birthday for tomorrow. She's up in London at the moment, Rebecca Baker. It's your birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday to you. On Tuesday, it will be Gina Renison from the Masqueraders Carnival Club. On Wednesday, Adam Cox from the Academy of Carnival. On Thursday, Donnie Brown and Harriet Brixey. And on Saturday, it'll be Mr. Rambler himself, Mr. Stu Mapstone. It'll be his birthday, so happy birthday to you, Stu. I know you're... I think you're up in London as well. I think most people are up in London, apart from me. Well, I'm here with Kane and also Danny from the Eclipse Carnival Club. So, guys, what are you actually doing regarding carnival this year? Because we've got carnivals back on the map again, and hopefully we're going to get loads of people down here watching the carnivals this year. And are you taking part this year? What's going on?
I mean, yes, we're definitely going to be taking part some way or another. Potentially, it may be down the walk and entry. This is only due to, obviously, the accident a few years back. We're still struggling to get the insurance at the moment due to it still being within the 5 years. Insurance companies aren't too happy insuring us just yet, so you know, if we can stay out there, keep the club going. I mean, everyone seemed to enjoy the walk and entry last year.
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
I think the crowd liked it as well, so if we can sort of do something like that, have a fun year and raise some money, because obviously these new sheds are going to potentially take off maybe, and they're going to take some money to build, so
I'm pretty sure they're going to take off. Yeah. So what are you doing regarding fundraising, and how can people get involved in joining the Eclipse Carnival Club as an example?
I mean, we're always fundraising. We've got events, you know, they're coming out of the cupboard at the moment. We've just been inquired about one last night, which they want marshals for next weekend, and, you know, short notice, but we've got to do it. You know, we need the money. We do bingos every month. There's quite a lot of marshalling events for festivals that we do. Also, like, there's a few marathons we're doing.
Now, you guys do a carnival quiz, don't you?
Which is
really, really difficult. I went to your quiz last time, and it was so difficult. And you really need to buy a new projector, I tell you.
Oh, we really do.
Yeah, I don't think we'll bring back that round next year, maybe.
It was good fun. It is a really good carnival quiz that you guys do, and we always really look forward to going to it. But we got to cram in a couple of more tunes before 7 o'clock here this evening.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Before time began, there was the Cube. I am Optimus Prime. We'll be right back.
Rubris the Cube.
Still gives me goosebumps, this one. From Gemini 2014, Transformers the Cube. Now, I must give you the answer to our Carnival Rewind this week. But people that got it correct this week, quite a few of you actually, Mark Glidden got it correct. Also, Mark Miles, Neil Anthony, Tom Hunt. Sorry. And also James Loder, Mrs. S over in Ilminster, and my dad got it correct as well. Kane. Hang on. Kane, what was the answer to the Carnival Rewind this week?
Well, I've had to just look at your screen, to be honest, Jeff.
It's, cheat.
Hitching a Ride by Sunita.
Years by?
Oh, you've got me now.
One of your old clubs.
Harlequin.
Harlequin Carnival Club. Yeah, and in first place today was Zoe Bond. In second place, Lisa Whitlock. And in third place, Den from the Crusaders. Let's play that tune from Sunita. And Hitching a Ride. Just a couple of more tunes left to go here tonight.
Gotta get me.
with Jeff Strawbridge, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Yes, if you're thinking, what am I listening to? You've definitely been listening to the Carnival Hour, playing all the greatest tunes from the Somerset Carnivals back-to-back until 7 o'clock. And my guests have been Kane and also Danny from the Eclipse Carnival Club. And that was your latest music that you used last year, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. It's been a pleasure having you here in the studio, live here at Tone FM Towers. Now, Kane, how can anybody get involved in joining the Eclipse Carnival Club?
I mean, to be honest, the best way would be on our open Facebook page. Unless you know anyone in the club already that you can contact and get through to us through them.
Brilliant. So they can find them on Facebook quite easily.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's me done and dusted for another Carnival Hour. I'll be back on Saturday from 11 until 2 with the middle bit, and then again here on Sunday from 6 till 7 with a Carnival Hour, playing all the greatest Somerset Carnival tunes back to back. Until next weekend, have a great week. Denise is up next with the big show tunes. Till then, see ya.
Bye, Yo! Hey, come on in to go room. Toi, hi, my lover, come on in.
With Country Rovers, your local friendly Land Rover specialists without main dealer prices, supporting local carnival.